Srila Prabhupada, each year it is a very special opportunity for me to address you on your Vyasa Puja day with a written message. It is also a time where I feel most shy. It is most challenging because I know your eyes are on me, and you are not pleased just by words which I prepare for this occasion. You look at the life, the sacrifice, the loyalty, the example, the private life of your disciple. I would like to start reading and then I have something to say. Dear Srila, I've called this Srila Prabhupada's mystical potencies. Dear Srila Prabhupada, you can capture the hearts of those who come in contact with you and never let them go. You can maintain your devotees in all respects simply by glancing at them with your merciful eyes, and grown-up men will say, that is all we needed. You can correct us simply by lifting your brows, and we understand the message. You can pierce through the thickest layers of attachments and illusions just by one sentence, such as, what do you do for eternity? And the fortress of Maya comes crumbling down. You can extract from us all our time, all our energy, all our talents and thoughts, just by requesting us gently, please help me spread this movement. And we are prepared to sacrifice our lives. You can empower even the most ordinary person just by being satisfied with his efforts to please you. And off he goes and performs miracles. You can so easily give the highest levels of Krishna consciousness by blessing and encouraging us, do as I have done. And spiritual practitioners of various paths look at your followers with admiration. Srila Prabhupada, you can speak the profoundest philosophy in a way that satisfies both simple people and great thinkers, and all praise your realizations. You can utter the name of Krishna in such a way that you deliver Krishna, and we are simply ecstatic. Srila Prabhupada, you have so many other mystical potencies, such as your touchstone-like quality or the fact that you never actually die, etc. Today, Srila Prabhupada, please, I beg you humbly, capture the wild mustang of my mind. Maintain my spiritual vision. Correct me as you see necessary. Take away my attachments and illusions. Extract my every bit of energy. And finally give me Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, I'm not a talented writer and I'm not intelligent. All I wish to say is, I love and trust you 100%. I know that real love is shown in the fire of separation. But you are so kind that you have made that fire cool if one simply remembers you. May these simple words please you on your glorious appearance day, which brought the sun of your divine presence into my desperate life. Your humble servant. Srila Prabhupada, there's something else I would like to say to you on your appearance day. By some unexplainable good fortune, I became aware that you saw the life and Krishna consciousness in four stages of advancement. In a meeting with your BTG editors, you explained your goal in training us, your disciples, and training also those who come in contact with your movement. He said the first goal is to awake people. You said people are sleeping in the illusion of Maya, and the BTG should wake them up. You said the second goal of your movement is to train these people whom you have woken up. Then you said these two things will be explained in the Back to Godhead, which is a magazine meant for the public, the general public, to whom this magazine is distributed. And then you said, and we have two other goals. First is to understand Krishna's different energies, like in Radha Krishna Leela. And then you said, you want to bring us to the Paramahansa stage. You called it the Paramahansa stage, to be always absorbed in Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, I was very happy. I am now becoming an elderly disciple, so to say, of yours. 57 years is more than 16 years. That's how old I was when I joined your movement. And I'm looking back at these 41 years in your mission. I'm looking in my heart. Where am I at this stage? Have I woken up? Have you trained me sufficiently, or have I accepted your training, which is very crystal clear? And what is about the other goals? Understanding Krishna, like in the Radha Krishna Leela. And what is about the Paramahansa stage, to be always absorbed in Krishna? You know my heart very well, and you know that it is not as advanced as you wish me to be, and I'm not so far on these elevated stages. I'm very much away from these stages, and I suffer because of them. But I can assure you that although you have a very creative disciple, a disciple who thinks about everything and is sometimes thinking too much, as you said, I'm very dedicated to go your path. I feel it's the best path, the best thing which happened in my life, and all I do when I think about what I do is really only to go in this direction and to become what you wish me to become. Please continue to be patient with me. Time, I'm not good, you know that, but I want to be good. And I'm very, 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 very grateful that in my heart I feel that you are patient and you don't kick me away, although I'm not God. So thank you very much on this Divine Appearance Day, and Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.